Hey, what is going on, everyone? Super glad you clicked on my podcast. And this podcast is actually a special episode because for my birthday, I ended up getting a microphone for the podcast. So I'm hoping the audio sounds a little better for you guys. And in this podcast, I want to just talk to everyone about skating and kind of when I started and how I've been now. I feel like I've been progressing a lot more now. So I think this is a podcast that is very, very necessary. So skateboarding, man, it's been a while actually. Well, from 8th grade in middle school, 7th and 8th grade, I would walk all the time home. So walking would take me about an hour, and I would try to find different paths, different ways to be able to get home super quick because I had separate period PE. So right after PE, I would go home and walk for an hour in the hot, and it really sucked. So I just try to find any transportation or just any different pathway, and using a skateboard. I think I used a skateboard, scooter, bike. I don't know if I used a bike. I think it was a scooter and skateboard that I was really using throughout that time. And going back to 8th grade, I was just mainly riding. I wasn't really doing any tricks. I didn't really get into it like that. It was just mainly for transportation. No more than that, literally. Then I hit freshman year of high school, and I already had a board because of that. I had a complete setup because of 8th grade, and now 9th grade, I kind of didn't really use it as much. But the only reason why I kind of got into it in 9th grade is because I had two friends, Lewis and Josh. They were skating one day, walking down from school, and they were doing all these tricks. It was really crazy. They were doing all these tricks. I think it was like varial flip, kickflip, shove it, something like that. And I didn't know how to do any of that, ollie, none of that. So I'm just kind of amazed. And I'm like, wow, and I want to bring my board. So I bring it, I think, the next day. And I kind of just go on from there. I kind of show them the board that I have. I get used to it. I get comfortable. It actually did take me a little while to be able to get completely comfortable with my board, being able to stand on or being able to push. Well, from 8th grade, I already kind of had the balance because of middle school, just using interpretation, but I wasn't the best at that time, neither in 9th grade either, because I stopped for a bit. I didn't really use it. Summer school, I didn't have to use it for about 2 months, so that was cool. But then, you know, once freshman year hit the field, it was a whole different ball game. That's when I actually got into it. Freshman year, I took it really seriously. I didn't really do anything, honestly, when it came to school education. I really focused on skating at that time. I was like, just focusing on landing a trick, going outside skating, going after school to skate, seeing who can skate, because I had different people. I remember my group kind of expanded and disbanded as it kind of went along. I don't recall how many people that were kind of in the group during freshman year went skating. I think it was about 3 or 4, 5 ended up diversing. It was very, very odd. Freshman year though was definitely the peak of when I was skating. I was skating every single day, all the time, everywhere, going to school, back, or not going to school, I'm sorry, just going back to school. And then sophomore year, I was skating, not as much as freshman year. I was still skating though, for sure, almost every day. Then junior year, I feel I was just mainly using it for transportation, but still skating very lightly every once in a while. Me and the homies would get the board going, bring it out, and just really skate. That's all we would really do. I mean, there's nothing much to that at that time. I didn't really have that many tricks. I think at that time I was already, so when it comes to junior year, I had, let's start from the basics. I had ollie, frontside 180, backside 180, pop shove, front pop. No, not front pop, actually, not front pop. Back 180. Yes, it was iffy on the back 180. Back 180, pop shove, yes. Heel flip, yes. Kick flip, yes. I'm trying to think of all the tricks. I had a lot of fakie tricks as well. Fakie big spin, full cab, fakie or half cab as well. Fakie front 180, nollie, front pop. I don't think I had I don't know if I had nollie 180s, and I really don't recall that many nollie tricks. I don't know if I had nollie big spin at that time. Maybe I might have been okay at it. I'm pretty consistent at it now, so I'm not too sure. I don't really remember when I kind of learned everything. But at that time, I had a good amount of tricks. I was able to play a game of skate and handle my own, pretty much. So from there on, we're going to senior year. I actually didn't use my board that often because senior year was pretty wild. It wasn't mainly skating anymore. It was mainly using it for transportation to get to school and back home. and the rest of senior year was like parties and things like that, doing dumb stuff. So that was pretty cool, but I didn't really get into skating. Also, because I worked at that time, I started working at McDonald's, so I was really just using it for transportation. And even once senior year ended, I ended up getting my car later on during 2018. I ended up getting my car, and I just stopped skating for like 2-3 months. No, I think a little, maybe more than that. I would go like once every 3 months or something. So it just didn't, I didn't really have a passion for it, which was, I noticed that I didn't really crave skating as I did before, and it kind of sucked. Actually, I'd be like, wow, I just don't have, like, you know, I'll still do it every once in a while, but I don't really have the same passion as I did from before. I would be like, oh, going all out, it's just what happened. And I was completely fine with it. I was okay with it. Then I just frequently, 2019, I think about two months ago, I actually started getting back into skating, and it's been super awesome. Just what I've been progress, I feel like I have been progressing for sure. I've been trying to do a lot of tricks that I've been able to do from before, just to see if I'm still able to do them. I think I actually am, maybe not every single one, but a majority of them, and I think I am able to do them a bit proper, so I'm happy for that. But skating has just always been around. Right now, I'm actually, after this podcast, I'm probably gonna go skating for a bit. But skating has been around with me for a while. It's been a very on and off thing, so I don't know if I want to say I've been skating for 5 years. Doesn't really feel like that, because I did take a long break. I want to say I took a year from skating. I say 4 years officially skating. But it's I think it's helped me for sure with high school, not joining any gang related, just any kind of negative thing. I mean, skating has its negatives, of course, but when it comes to actual, like, that kind of situation, then no, I think skating definitely helped. For sure, maybe not with school, because I wasn't doing very well freshman or sophomore. That's when I was super into skating. I wasn't doing the best, trust me. I was like F's, D's, C's, and mainly more F's than anything. And then junior year is when I kind of was like, big, fuck it, I'm gonna go for it. And I'm gonna see what I did. I actually did pretty good, 3.5 both semesters. It wasn't bad, actually. It was really cool seeing that both semesters when I got a certificate and they handed it out. It felt pretty tight. I told you guys I'm testing this new mic, so I'm hoping the audio comes out really awesome. Or better than before. I actually did test and I did hear the difference. So you guys should probably be hearing a lot more and less actual noise. It's really cool. Hoping to get I need to be able to get a camera as well, and then a laptop and a stand for this, so I'm able to have a whole studio, not necessarily in my room where I usually do it, but hopefully in somewhere else. I've wanted to have Engelbert actually on the podcast so we can talk about skating, but we haven't had the chance to kind of get it going. But we both, actually, Engelbert freshman year was someone who was in like my group, and then he ended up moving, so we weren't able to really hang out as much. It sucked, but I mean, we're still very homie. You know, obviously, we're doing the podcast. He still lives in AZ, so that's tight. And I don't really have much friends who skate anymore, which kind of does suck. It's like, dang, you know. You kind of reminisce about the days when you did, but it's kind of life. It's really just life. Shit happens, and you can't really dwell too much on that. But I'm curious on what you guys thought of everything that I've been with skating. I've been in the same for a while. I don't think I've done anything crazy, super crazy with skating. And a lot of people ask me what's my best trick. I don't know how to answer that question. It's not a matter of cockiness. It's a matter of, what is my best trick? I had to think about that. I'm like, I don't know what's best to someone. This trick might look better to someone than this. This might be harder to someone than this. This trick might be harder than this trick. Do you guys know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what the mindset I have when people ask me that question. So I'm like, I don't know. I think the hardest trick I've landed is backside flip. I've done hard flip as well one time, but I've never done it twice, so I don't want to say that I've actually landed it before. Backside flip, flat ground, fakie tray flip. I had that one for a bit. Don't really have it now. I'm able to fakie three shove. That's a tough one for some people now. because that's a very technical trick. Same as fakie flip. Fakie flip is a technical one. I'm not able to trade flip. That sucks. Rario flip. I don't know what a hard trick is to someone. Everyone has different levels of quality. So I don't. I really don't know what my best trick would be. Best hardest thing I've done, like off something, a drop. What would I want to say to that? Maybe drop stairs. I want to say pop shove. Back when 80, I've never actually kickflip anything, so I remember pop shoving this block that was the size of a four stair. So I'm gonna say that size 4-3, like 3.5 maybe, honestly. But it was tough. It's tough. Skating's a battle. It's a complete mental game. I think 80% of it is mental and 20% is physical for sure. Because physical can definitely happen. You can definitely get injured and things like that, even though your mental game is strong. But that's where kind of you have to be careful, because you don't want to get broke when doing a trick or doing a filming or filming for a trick. You have to be careful you don't break something, because that can end up delaying you about 6 months depending on how bad the injury is. So it's very precise with skating, or at least pros, when they have to do that, they have to make sure they don't break something that causes them to not be able to skate and do what they have to do as a career. I know P-Rod actually broke his leg about a year ago, but he was out for like 6 months, and they had a documentary on it, so it was super cool watching that. But it's like, suck, like you have to keep, you know, you keep wanting to skate, but you can't, because your shit's broken. I mean, and you have to be patient, but you have to keep getting stronger. It's what he was doing. He kept working out. He had a personal trainer helping him. He was doing all these things with his legs, testing his muscles, helping them repair themselves. So I think that was pretty cool how he did that. It's all a mental game, really, skating. But it's fun. If you haven't done it yet, I suggest you try. And if you fall, then get back up, because that you will fall. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna tell you right now, you're gonna fall. But that's like that's kind of the point of it, because once you do it, it's insanely satisfying, and you're like, wow, all this weight gets lifted off your shoulders, so it's super tight. I completely recommend it. It can even be as a workout, honestly. Skating can be super tiring. You'll be out there and you'll be breathing like crazy. So I recommend trying it for sure. And I think I'm gonna end the podcast off here. So I hope you guys enjoyed that little story about skating and how long I've been with it and where I'm at right now. So right now I am actually gonna go skate, so super tight. Excited, I'm gonna see what I'm gonna do today. Like, I've been flowing really good lately. I actually had a day where I was just falling, but I was also landing tricks, but I was falling a lot. I have to be a little careful with landing on my wrist, landing on my palms. I have a problem with that. I need to fix that for sure. But thank you everyone so much for listening to this podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed the audio as well. I hope it sounds better than previous podcasts if you're a listener who's been listening for a while. So I hope you can kind of hear the difference from it. And thank you for everyone who's listened to the end of this podcast. Again, go out and skate. Try it. Go buy a board. I don't recommend buying a Walmart board, even if it's cheaper. Trust me, you won't have a great experience. You'll definitely fall. The bearings, everything's just not good. Trucks, grinding on it, nothing. Trust me, it's going to be even tougher than an actual skateboard. I think that really. And if you're someone who wants, I'm sorry, if you're someone who wants to be on the podcast, someone who has something they want to talk about, whether it's mental health, sport, literally anything, time management, it can be about anything. We can get it rolling that day or that same week. We can do it whenever it fits your schedule. And I made this podcast for everyone, so I hope you enjoy it, and thank you.